This is day four of the schoolofthespirit.tv all e-courses sale. It's ending soon, guys. Get on over there while you can. Everything is priced down as marked. We've got seer activation courses, even seer activation for kids. We've got all sorts of spiritual warfare, prophetic courses, Christian living courses. You want to get stronger in the spirit? Prayer courses. Listen, you can even get on the wait list right now to get into an all new paradigm for our actual schools. And beyond the classes, I mean, beyond the courses, we have schools, School of Prophecy, School of Prayer, School of Spiritual Warfare, School of Deliverance, School of the Seers. And this all new paradigm is launching when we relaunch the site on our new platform. And we've got gifts for all those that buy courses. Now everybody's going to get a free gift when the new site launches. So, and there's lots of surprises. I can't even tell you about it all now, but this sale is ending. So don't wait anymore. Don't let the devil distract you and don't get confused. There's going to be a pop-up banner. The devil just wants to scramble everything, doesn't he? You're smarter than he is. There's a pop-up banner. So if you're on your phone, all that is so you can get notified when the new site opens. That way you can receive your gift. Go ahead and put your email address in there, guys. And then you'll click through and you'll see all the courses. Best to do it on a desktop. But you can do it on your phone. Listen, we've even got a brand new mobile app coming out. Yes, I let the cat out of the bag. So track with me. Make sure you're on my email list because there's lots of cool stuff coming down the pike. Free courses every month. And of course, there's paid courses as well. Check it out while you can. This is ending. Schoolofthespirit.tv.
Astral projection is real. And it's wicked. This is not a Christian practice. Christians do not astral project. Despite the trend, despite the teachings in the church, this is a lie from the pit of hell. It's a deception from the realm of darkness. This is not a Christian practice. Yes, Christians may have what the Bible calls out-of-body experiences. We see that Paul was taken up to the third heaven. He said, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. That can happen. God can do anything. But astral projection is not of God. It is a counterfeit spiritual operation that will take you places that you do not want to go. I mean, you will be demonized. You will be terrorized. But you can also be terrorized by people who astral project into your life, into your room, into your dreams. You can also be terrorized by astral projectors, witches, warlocks who have aught against you, who want to stop you, who want to derail you, who want to take your day off track, your life off track, your marriage off track, your health off track by interfering with your sleep. And introducing concepts of fear and death into your life. This is real. This is very real. Many people don't understand how real this is. And you may not remember that you suffered an astral attack. Or you may very well remember that you suffered an astral attack. Today, we're going to pray against these astral attacks. And we need to get on one accord. If you've been dabbling, if you've been taught wrong, right now is the time to repent. Right this moment is the time to repent. If you have dabbled in this realm because of some false Christian teaching on the matter, you need to quickly put your phone down, turn the volume down on your computer. Don't listen to my voice right now. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit leading you to repentance through kindness, because if you have open doors, you will end up demonized, terrorized. You will end up in a situation that you don't want those costs. You don't want that price. You don't want that. But the rest of you, maybe you've been attacked. Maybe you wake up with scratches on your body. You don't know how you got there. Maybe you've had deep, dark dreams that just won't go away or that are random. You may be the victim of an astral attack. We're going to pray through that today. Now, I've taught a whole course on this called Astral Projection, Discerning and Breaking Astral Attacks. And some of you might benefit from going deeper because I can't teach hours and hours and hours on this prayer call today. I'm trying right now to bring awareness. I'm trying right now to bring freedom. That is my goal on this broadcast today, to bring awareness of this deceptive practice that has infiltrated the body of Christ, and to bring understanding and to bring some tools to combat these attacks. So check it out, schoolofthespirit.tv/astral projection, and track with me today as we pray and go on this journey together. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. I'm so grateful that you've joined me. Come on in. Let me know where you're coming in from, what city, what nation. I'd really like to know. Shout out, then share. I see Audra has tagged Gavin. Share this with somebody. Share it in your timelines. Share it via Messenger. Share it via Twitter. Share it somewhere. Share it anywhere. Share it quickly, because I've got some work to do today with you, and I'd like to get started as soon as possible. So please cooperate with me. Hit that share button so we can hit our critical mass. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Judy Murdy, Cherokee Village, Arkansas. God bless you. God bless you, Shannon in Michigan. God bless you, Erica in Canada. God bless you. God is good all the time. He's got something good for you today. Amen. He's got something different. He's got something special. He's got something worthy of sticking around for. He's got something that you haven't seen before. He's got something that you haven't known before. He is a good father. And today is a freedom day. It's an education day. It's an inspiration day. And I want you guys to just keep talking to me throughout the broadcast. Drop those hashtags, hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit, hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Keep dropping those hashtags. Keep talking to me. We're going to get the official broadcast started in just a couple of minutes. So get ready, because we're going to read today from Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hello, Annette. Hello, Carol. Hello, Suliana from Fiji. We need an Awakening Prayer Hub in Fiji. Check it out, awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join the movement. We equip you. God qualifies you, and we're contending for souls saved, churches revived, and nations awakened. That is our mandate. That is our mission. That is our thrust, and that's what we're doing. We're in over 70 nations right now. We're waiting for your nation. We need more than one prayer hub in every nation, so please consider joining up with us at awakeningprayerhubs.com. We do have some sponsorships available, and we do give you a free ebook just for checking it out. Go on over there and check that out. Pick up that free ebook, Your Prophetic Armor. Amen. God is good. Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Sandra. Good morning. 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 Share this quickly. We're going to read from Mornings with the Holy Spirit today. After I do the roll-in, guys, you're going to find all of these archives of these broadcasts over on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jennifer LeClaire Ministries. And you're going to want to please subscribe over there. That'll really, really help me to produce more content for you. Please do subscribe over there. Also, remember my new Telegram group where we can fellowship more. I'm looking for prayer warriors who want to go deeper, who want to learn and grow in the context of community. Once we hit the critical mass of 10,000 over there, I'll start answering some of your questions. Amen. I want to reach as many people as possible. So you can check out my Telegram. It's t.me/prayerwarriorsarise. t.me/prayerwarriorsarise. You're going to want to get in on that. And it's free to join. And we're going to have fellowship. We're going to have Q&A. We're going to have videos and stuff and encouragements that I put up there for prayer warriors. So check that out. It's t.me/prayerwarriorsarise. There's a corresponding group which allows you to comment. So check it out as quick as you can and get involved in that. It'll take you 2 seconds to do that. Remember, don't let the enemy steal the opportunity. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We're going to read Fokotorawashi. What's going on with my computer here? Oh, Jesus. We're going to read from Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Then we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to pray in accordance with his will. Just follow me as I follow Jesus. We're going to get started with that. And it's going to be good. Then we're going to get later into our segment on the astral projection. And my Facebook account has just been locked for some reason. One of my Facebook accounts has been locked. This was happening. The enemy is mad. How does your Facebook account get locked right in the middle of you using it for no reason? Oh, the enemy is mad. He's mad. He's mad. Jesus, the enemy is mad, mad, mad. And I'm happy, happy, happy. So quickly, guys, share this. We're going to start in 30 seconds. It's going to be a good day. I'm not able to share now, so please share this for me. How are we doing with the sharing? Oh gosh, please, somebody share this right now so we can get started. We can't get started until you guys share it. So I'm going to give you another 30 seconds and we're going to run out of time if we don't get this cranked up quickly. So share it quickly on your timeline, via messenger, on Twitter, retweet, tag, ping, proke. Jesus. When you've shared, say I'm ready. When you shared, say I'm ready. You're not ready till you've shared. Oh, we're not doing so well out there. We got 10 seconds here. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We praise you. You're the Lamb of God. You are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You are a holy God. You are an accurate God. You are a righteous God. You are our God. You are like no other God. You are the Most High God. You are the impeccable God. You are the, oh Jesus, our everything God, our eternal God, the everlasting God, the God who sees us. Oh Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the enemy is mad today. Oh, he's mad today. He's mad today, but I'm happy. So let's get started. You guys, many of you didn't share today. That's all right. That's all right. We will try to help more people when you share, but we gotta press on anyway and pray that the people that need this desperately will find it, even though you haven't shared yet. Some of you are just coming in, so just share it quickly for me. That's the idea, is to set people free. Let's get started. Are you ready? Let's do this. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, senior leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. This is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. Let me just prophesy to you, something good is going to happen to you today. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the new series, Activating Angels on Assignment. Activating Angels on Assignment. Angels are everywhere, all around us, all the time. And we can't command them because Jesus is the captain of the hosts, but we can activate these angels on assignment. We need to understand the angelic realm. So many people fail to understand this realm accurately. Some people are bossing angels around as if they're God himself. They're getting no results. Some of them are not, some Christians are not working and cooperating with angels at all, and you're missing out on your reinforcements. God is so good. He sent angels to be ministering spirits to us, to minister to the heirs of salvation, and angels are innumerable. So check it out. The new series is starting soon, schoolofthespirit.tv/angels. You're going to learn about why angelic visitations are rising in this hour, various types of angels, purposes and functions of angels, how to discern angelic activity in your midst, even if you can't see them eye to eye, partnering with angels in prayer, angelic deceptions to avoid, and how to activate angels on assignment. Once you get familiar with this realm, it's like a different language. It's like learning a language. You can succeed, and you will see more success in your life as you cooperate with God's paradigm, and that includes angels. Amen. Check it out, schoolofthespirit.tv/angels. Guys, I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here in Fort Lauderdale. Come on over on Sundays. We have three different messages every week, 10:47 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 4 p.m. are our service times. I'm telling you the truth. You will be blessed, refreshed, equipped, maybe delivered when you visit Awakening House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale. 10:47, guys, if you're not in the region, plan your visit or come in person or watch online. Get here however you can. God help me today. ahop.online is where you can watch the services. It's free to watch. Just register at ahop.online. You can also go deeper with us and become an official Web Church member. Tons of resources and benefits available to you. You'll be able to tap into all my teaching archives, as well as the virtual rooms, healing rooms, prophets rooms, deliverance rooms, as well as the virtual life group, the midweek, the pastoral lines. I mean, all of it's there for you. Go check it out if you feel led to, and we'll make you official. official at ahop.online/webchurch. 1:30 p.m. We're in a series now on deliverance from family wounds. We're getting into divorce wounds this week. Ooh, ouch. You can check out that series if you're not in the region at schoolofthespirit.tv/wounds. And the 4 p.m., we're in a series on prophets and the seven mountains. This is something, if you're a prophet, you need to get deeply educated upon, because you need to know which mountains to stand in, which ones to prophesy to, and the demons that are coming against you, because believe me, you're facing an onslaught on these mountains. Check it out, schoolofthespirit.tv/7mountains, the number 7, 7 mountains. Today's devotion comes from Mornings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled, Don't Stretch Yourself Beyond My Grace. Don't stretch yourself beyond my grace. That'll preach right there. Here's what I heard the Lord say. Father doesn't allow more to come on you than you can bear. You are the one who takes on more than you can handle sometimes. Ooh, Jesus. Father will not call you to do more than he offers the grace to accomplish. And the Holy Spirit says, when you feel worn out and overwhelmed, you have stretched yourself beyond my grace. I'm calling you now into the place and the grace I've prepared for you. Remember, Jesus's yoke is easy and his burden is light. When you feel heavy, and since darkness encroaching, return to the place of grace that I have prepared for you, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen. We got to check when grace is lifted on a thing. You might feel exhausted just because of witchcraft. You might be in the perfect will of God, but it's just a battle against your soul. But there are times when we go past the grace of God, we engage and enter into activities or relationships that he has not ordained for us, and we have to learn to discern. This is critical. We have to learn to discern. This is critical. We have to learn to discern if it's warfare to get us out of the place where the grace is, or if there's just no grace there at all. Too many people give up on churches or relationships or jobs because they say, oh, this is too hard. There's no grace. No, it's just warfare to get you out of the place where you're going to be promoted spiritually, naturally. Too many people step into things without asking God first, and then there's no grace because it wasn't his will, but they thought it was. So we need to be a people who are slow to move. When you're under attack, when you feel worn out, don't make snap judgments. Don't quit things. Don't walk away from things. Don't engage in new things. Wait on the Lord so you to discern what's really happening there. Because if you move from the place of grace because you think it was warfare, then, you know, because you think it wasn't God, if you move out of that place of grace because you think you weren't supposed to be there and you were, you're going to have more warfare, not less warfare, because you're out of God's will. That could teach a whole class on that, but I hope you got it. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Mornings with the Holy Spirit on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever books are sold. Now, the prayer starter in the devotional. Your words of life are true. Help me to remember them when I'm tempted to take on more than I can bear, when my emotions tempt me to rush into something you haven't called me to do. Help me to move in your grace and not beyond it, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you are a God of grace. You're a God of grace. You're a God of mercy. And we praise you because of who you are. Because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Because of who you are, we pledge allegiance to you, our God, the Holy One of Israel, because of who you are, the everlasting God. We submit ourselves to you because of who we are and who we are in you and who you are in us. Because of that, we surrender to you. Because of that, we abide in you. Because of that, we wait on you, because you are perfect. You've never lost a battle. You've never relaxed your hold upon us. You never let more come upon us than we can bear. You are a good God, a God of great and precious promises. So we praise you and we thank you for who you are and what you've done and what you're going to do and all the things you did that we didn't even notice. All the times that you held back the warfare and we didn't even discern there was warfare because you held it back before it manifested. You are so good. You take care of us. You watch over us. You're with us. You're for us, never against us. So we praise you. We ask you today, Father, to help us to keep you in the center of our focus. Lord, would you help us to keep you in the center of our focus? There's so many things vying for our attention. There's so many people pulling on us. There's so many people that want something from us. They're takers, not givers. They're abusers and accusers and users. Lord, there's so many obligations that we have to meet every day. There's so many responsibilities and even chores. But God, amidst all of that, the mundaneness of life, the challenges, the struggles, the hard times, even the good times, would you help us to keep you at the center of our focus, to never leave you out of our equation, to always consult you before we step in or step out? I see that, Lord. Would you help us, Lord, to always consult you before we step into a thing or step out of a thing? Oh God, would you forgive us for all the times when we didn't consult with your Holy Spirit? You tell us in your word that you are our wonderful counselor. You are our heavenly consultant. We don't have to pay you $1,000 an hour to get a consultation. We don't have to pay you $300 an hour to get some counseling. You are our wonderful counselor. You are our heavenly consultant. You know all things. So help us and forgive us for all the times when we rushed ahead of you without consulting you. You're there. You're our advisor, our apostolic advisor. And so many times we don't seek your advice. Would you forgive us? Because you want to. You want to pour out your wisdom liberally, but sometimes we just don't ask. We have not because we ask not. That sounds so familiar. Yes, it's in the Bible. You've told us to renew our minds with the word so that we won't fall into deception. That's the goal. That's the goal. That's the goal, to break the deception that's there and to keep us out of the deception that's coming. But somehow we don't consult you. Why? Lord, why? What is in us? It's pride. It's pride. It's pride. It's selfish ambition. It's a hurried heart. It's a hurried heart. It's a hurried heart. That's why we don't consult you, because we don't keep you in the center of our focus. We keep you in the background somewhere when you should be in the foreground always. We're supposed to be following you, Jesus. We're supposed to be following you. You always lead us into triumph in Christ Jesus. We're supposed to be following you, but somehow we want to take the reins. Many times we want to lead the way and we want you to follow us and we want your blessings to chase us down and overtake us. And we want what we want, when we want it, how we want it. But we never consult you. We didn't ask for your apostolic advice. We didn't ask for your prophetic instruction. We didn't ask for you to teach us and show us your ways and teach us your paths. Forgive us, Lord, for being so busy. Forgive us, Lord, for being so self-centered to move forward based on what we want, what we think, what we feel, what we want, what we think, what we feel. These emotions get the best of us and we leave you out of the equation. What we want, what we think, what we feel, because we want what we want when we want it. And when we feel this way or that way, we drop the ball. And when we think we've got it all together, because last time it worked this way, so we're just going to do that again. It doesn't work that way. God, forgive us. Help us. Help us to acknowledge you in all of our ways so that you can direct our paths. You tell us that a good man, the right steps of a good man, a good woman, a good person, a good child, the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. So, Father, we want you to order our steps. Lord, we have already made big enough messes, ordering our own steps. We try to order our steps and we trip over our own 2 feet. I just saw a picture of someone with their shoelaces untied. They were trying to run their race, but their shoelaces were untied. And they began to stumble and they began to trip over their shoelaces. It wasn't even their feet. It was that their equipment wasn't on properly. The runner's equipment is basically their shoes, and their equipment wasn't fitted properly. And the Lord is showing me that some of you, your armor is not fitted properly. You haven't put on the belt of truth. Not really. You put it on every once in a while, but now it's worn. The notches, you need to tighten it up. You need to tighten it up. Some of you, some of us were talking to me too. We need to tighten it up in some areas. We need to properly fit our belt of truth. We can't just put it on and kind of let it hang there like a fashion statement. The belt of truth is not a fashion statement. We can't just kind of put it on and just kind of tie a little knot around it and just let it hang. No, we need to tighten the belt of truth. We need to tighten the belt of truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Some of us, our shoes apiece, the shoelaces are not tied. Some of you, I see that right now. Some of you, your shoelaces are in knots. Some of you, you don't even have your shoes apiece on. Some of us, we take the shoes apiece off every time the enemy says boo. It's like we jump right out of those shoes apiece. You ever seen those cartoons? Like Looney Tunes when you were a kid? And somebody comes along and scares them and they jump right out of their shoes and start running away without their shoes? That's a metaphor. That's a picture that God just gave me. Just like somebody, like the enemy says, boo, and you just jump right out of your shoes. Just jump right out of them. You don't even take them off. You start running away from the battle instead of running to the battle. The enemy will always intimidate you. He'll try to. You have to run to the battle line, not from the battle line. Some of you haven't put on your helmet of salvation. You haven't put on that helmet of salvation. It's one thing to use the sword of the Spirit. That's when we speak to the enemy. But what do you do when you're in a situation where you can't speak out loud? How do you deal with spiritual warfare when you're in a crowd of people and you can't begin to pray in tongues? You can't begin to say, it is written, I bind you, devil. I break your powers. What do you do then? That's when the helmet of salvation begins to guard your heart and guard your mind in Jesus Christ. That's when the helmet of salvation helps you to remember who you are. You think in your head, this is who I am. This is a lie. This is not true. I'm going to think on things that are lovely, things that are pure, things that are of a good report, things that are praiseworthy, things that are excellent. But if you don't fit that helmet of salvation upon you, if you don't strap it on, it'll fall off. The enemy will knock it right off your head. We have to be a people that are fitted properly for the war that we are in. Your breastplate of righteousness, you must wear this. You must know who you are in Christ. You must understand what God did for you on the cross and that your own righteousness is filthy rags. We must understand this. But some Christians, they put their breastplate of righteousness in the closet at 5 o'clock so they can go live like the world on the weekend. They got it hanging right there, but they take it off because they know that the activities they're engaging in this weekend are not righteous. So they have like a Clark Kent Superman thing going on. They dress one way at the church and they dress another way in the world. The breastplate of righteousness goes in the closet so they can go to the club because you can't wear it in the club. Oh, Jesus, I just stepped on toes. So, Father, would you help us today? Help us to acknowledge you. Before we make that new friend, help us to acknowledge you. Before we take that job, help us to ask for your counsel, your apostolic advice, your prophetic instruction. Before we make the move, before we sign the contract, before we sign before we cancel the contract, before we buy the house, before we with anything, Lord, help us. You want to direct our steps. You want to lead us and guide us beside still waters. That is what you want to do. You are the good shepherd. You're not in chaos. That's from the enemy. You're not in confusion. That's from the enemy. You're not in fear. That's from the enemy. You're not intimidated. That's from the enemy. We don't want to be any kind of way you're not. So we want to be slow to anger like you. We want to be slow to speak like you. I mean, we want to be quick to listen like you. We don't want to just blurt things out. We want to be wise in our words. So help us today. Help us today, God. Help us today, God. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. We ask you to order our steps. We ask you to give us grace for the race. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Did you get that? Did you get that? The enemy was trying to attack my mind the other day. I was in the pulpit. I was preaching. I was teaching. And the enemy started coming at my mind while I was teaching. Now, I can't come to stop. Now, sometimes I will stop the service and deal with things in the atmosphere. I will deal with witchcraft in an atmosphere. But if I'm being attacked in my mind while I'm preaching, I don't stop the service to deal with my own warfare. That's where I have the helmet of salvation. So while I'm preaching to you on Sunday, I was thinking in my mind, this is a lie. The devil is a liar. I am the righteousness of God, because the enemy was saying, oh, don't preach this. Everyone's going to leave. Nobody wants you to preach on revival. It's too convicting. Nobody wants you to share on revival. You need to stop this series right now while I was preaching it. But the helmet of salvation guarded my mind so that I could continue the work of the ministry, despite the fact that I couldn't swing the sword of the Spirit in the moment. Did you catch that? So you have to be armored up. Come on, share this with somebody quickly, guys. Guess what I'm preaching on next week? Yes, revival. Because the devil doesn't dictate my messages, God does. Woo. I said the devil doesn't dictate my messages, God does. Amen. So when you're in that place where you can't speak out, if you have that helmet of salvation on for real, you can still fight in your head. It's better to speak it out, but you can't always do that. That's your pro tip for today. Go ahead and share this quickly with somebody. Many of you were not cooperating with me early on in the broadcast, and you're still not sharing. You don't have to. That's up to you, but I'm trying to help people. You can be an agent to help somebody else by sharing this broadcast. That's how you help somebody. Amen. You might not know them. It's random how they find it. Amen. So please share this, because I'm trying to help people. This doesn't benefit me to do this. This benefits people. It benefits me and the fact that I'm serving the Lord. But this prayer call is not for me. It's for you. This prayer broadcast is not for me. It's for you. I don't do this for me. I do this for you. Amen. So share this quickly. Defeating astral projection attacks. I call them astral attacks. We want to defeat them. Now, I've got a whole series on this, and I can't teach all the intricacies of this. I can't. I don't have time in this space. You can find the whole course over there at schoolofthespirit.tv/astral projection. It's a 4-part series. And you can take that and go deep in this and really get the intricacies. My job here is to pray. And I pray, teach a little bit, but my main job is to pray. So some of you may have been dealing with this, and I want to pray with you. What is astral projection? It's when a witch, a warlock, a nefarious person, they basically come out of their body and they come into your room, into your vicinity, and they attack you. I've woken up sometimes with scratches all over my body in places that I can't reach, physically can't reach those places. I can't reach certain places on my body. You can't reach certain places on your body. And scratches that are scabbed over out of nowhere. Dreams, things like that. So it's very real. And the problem is that some people, some Christians are now teaching that it's okay to astral project. And that's a demonic teaching. That's a doctrine of demons. That's the depths of Satan right there. And so you cannot do that. It is illegitimate. It is illegal. But sometimes you'll find that these people begin, or these witches, these warlocks begin to astral project into your room. And there's all kinds of things that happen. I don't have time to get into all of it, but you need to get educated, because this is happening now in the church, not just with the witches. Christians are doing it. And that makes it doubly dangerous, because that means if you sit in somebody's seat at church, they don't like you. They're going to astral project in your room and curse you. It's crazy, but it's real. So you can check out that series if you want to at schoolofthespirit.tv/astral projection. But right now, my job is to pray for you. So that's what I'm going to do. Amen. Are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we exalt you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the Most High God. You're the God who loves us. And so we praise you and we exalt you above all astral projection, every astral attack. Father, forgive us if we've opened the doors to astral projection, if we have done something to allow this phenomenon to occur in our lives. If we have opened the door in any way, would you show us so we can shut it in the name of Jesus? Now, I plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves, our bodies, our families, our ministries, our finances, and everything that pertains to us in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of all of our sin in the name of Jesus. Now, every wicked power invoking our spirit man to wander around and enter into astral projection, I say, let the thunder of God strike you to death in Jesus' name. Every power going on spiritual journeys for my sake, fall down and die in Jesus' name. Any astral demons monitoring our lives, we say, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every astral projection into our lives and into our destinies, go back to the sender now in the name of Jesus. We sever your attack. We stand against it. We plead the blood of Jesus against you now. Any and all witches, warlocks, shamans, wizards, evil deceivers on a spiritual journey for my sake, I pull you down by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying for our sakes, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every astral attack against our elevation, somersault into the fire now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against you, and we say no longer, no longer, no longer will we tolerate you, but we will get equipped to stand against you in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of the enemy for our lives, through astral attacks, we say your time is up. Therefore, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Be roasted with double fire in the name of Jesus. We say your weapon of astral projection shall not prosper against us. Every curse that came to our lives through astral projection, we break it in the name of Jesus. Every evil deposit from the maneuvers of astral projectors that has been sown into our lives, we break it in the name of Jesus. Arrows of familiar spirits, gather yourself together and backfire in the name of Jesus. God, send confusion into the camps of the witches and the warlocks who plan for our destruction through astral projection in the name of Jesus. Every evil of power assigned to harass us, die by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every evil power assigned to harass us, die by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every evil power assigned to torment us, die by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every evil power assigned to attack us through astral projection, die by the power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that our spirit in that man now rejects every call to witchcraft, every dabbling, every exploration, all curiosity about the witchcraft realm. We break the powers of it in the name of Jesus. We frustrate every familiar spirits exchange of our virtues in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to deliver our souls from every bewitchment of astral attack in the name of Jesus. Every foul dream that was given to our hearts, we break it in the name of Jesus. All physical attacks through astral projection, we command them to stop now in the name of Jesus. Every spell and enchantment programmed against us by astral powers, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we destroy every familiar spirit's manipulation fashioned against us in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let the weapons of familiar spirits turn against them. Let them turn and destroy one another in the name of Jesus. Every familiar spirit stealing our virtues, release us and die in the name of Jesus. Every evil deposit in our spirit, our soul, our body, we flush you out by the blood of Jesus. Every stranger that has attacked us, every stranger creeping at our door, every stranger that has infiltrated our homes, our ministries, our lives, life, our calling, our businesses, our marriages, our families. We command you to come out in the name of Jesus. By fire, we destroy every soul tie between ourselves and any dark force or any person operating in demonic spirits in the name of Jesus. We say, let the thunder, the fire, and lightning of the Lord scatter the forces of the enemy, scatter the astral projectors, and break every astral attack in the name of Jesus. Lord, Lord, let the identification mark of the of your blood rest upon us. Seal us. Seal us in the Holy Spirit. Seal us with your blood. Seal us. And we say to every invisible enemy that's roaming around our premises, every monitoring spirit, every astral projected force, we come against you. Every demon that tried to subdue us, we say be exposed and be ignited and be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. We command the fire, the fire, the fire. We call down fire from God. We call down fire from heaven to destroy their witchcraft covens and scatter them unto desolation in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, burn to ashes the agenda of astral projectors in the name of Jesus. Let all the strongholds of astral projectors in our lives, in our family line, be destroyed, dismantled, and derailed in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory. You are the Most High God, the on-time God, the God who sees, the God who knows, and we give you praise because you are worthy. You are the God who sets us free, who the Son sets free is free indeed. You are the God who educates and inspires us, and we shall walk in your way, walk in your word, walk in your spirit, walk in our high calling. No longer will we be a people who fear or tremble at the work of the enemy, but we will fear the Lord and tremble in his presence in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Jesus. There is no one like you, Jesus. We exalt your name, Jesus. You are high and lifted up, Jesus. We surrender our hearts to you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. You got to get aggressive with this stuff, but you got to know what you're doing. You can't have all these open doors and go into spiritual warfare. Because if you want to take that whole course over there, go to schoolofthespirit.tv/astral projection. You go deeper in that. It'll really open your eyes. It'll really open your eyes. God is good all the time.
One last reminder, you know, the Elijah Company is coming right up and we're almost full. Make sure you get in on that. Apply today at globalpropheticcenter.com. But the schoolofthespirit.tv sale is ending. It's going to end. I'd hate for you to miss it. Once it ends, it's in. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. There's no amount of, you know, persuasion or prayer that's going to bring it back. So can't raise it from the dead. Once these old courses are gone, they'll be archived for those who purchase them to be able to watch on the new platform as many times as you want. But then it's gone. It's over. It's done. So please get what you want right now. There's so many cool courses over there. Discerning the Remnant is over there. You can even win a copy of Activating Angels on Assignment when you enter over there at schoolofthespirit.tv. And just scroll down, you'll see the registration. So please, please, please grab hold of what you want now, because once it's over, it's over. All right, it's time to pray.
So Father, I thank you for all those who are giving and sowing today. I thank you for all those listening to the sound of my voice. I lift up all the Awakening Prayer Hub leaders and their members, the Awakening House Church leaders and their members, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders and their congregations, my local congregation here in South Florida, the School of the Spirit.tv students, the AHOP.online web church members, the Ignite Network and Company of Seers, the Global Prophetic Center students. Lord, I say, Lord, bless them indeed. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from causing pain in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to protect us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Give us the wisdom that we need to succeed in every area of our lives. Help us to be peacemakers. Help us to be God seekers, God chasers. Help us, Lord, to put you first in every area of our lives so that we can be hidden under the shadow of your wings. I ask you, Lord, to just hide us, just to help us, just to show us things to come. I ask you to heal bodies, deliver people from evil, bring home prodigals, restore marriages, friendships, relationships, fortunes in the name of Jesus. I declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that's risen up against us in the name of Jesus, we condemn it and we say it will not prosper, will not prevail. So thank you, Lord, that you are so kind and so good and so amazing. We love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Guys, go on over there right now and get on that ticket. Get on that Telegram platform, download the Telegram app, and go to prayer.me/prayerwarriorsrise. Join the broadcast group, the channel, and the group. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a breakthrough day.